We will begin by moving to the mountain pose. So let's start by bringing the feet about hip width apart, aware of the feet in contact with the ground beneath you. Aware of the ankles, the lower legs, maybe even moving back and forth on the feet. It can move side to side. Noticing the stability of the lower legs and the feet. And then bringing awareness up into the knees. The upper legs. The hips and buttocks. The pelvic bowl. And then moving up into the torso, the lower back, the belly, the mid-back, the chest, the upper back. Aware of the shoulders, noticing if they're curved slightly forward, if it's possible, just to roll them back in a comfortable position. The arms resting gently by the sides, the back of the neck and the throat, the back of the head, top of the head, the sides of the head and the face. And then expanding the awareness to include the entire body standing here in this mountain posture. This is a pose of dignity and stability. And this pose can be done in both a standing and a sitting position. Let's begin to do our first movement by bringing the palms of our hands on top of the thighs. And then we'll begin to gently reach the hands up so that the tips of the fingers are moving towards the ceiling. And moving the arms any amount that's possible for you. And when the fingers are pointed towards the ceiling, if that's where they are, extending through the fingertips and pushing down through the heels, feeling a stretch through the whole body. And then we'll gently let the hands come back down, taking your time, noticing everything involved in that movement. And we'll continue to do this movement, reaching the arms up towards the ceiling and then bringing them back down. Working at your own pace. Noticing all the muscles involved. There might even be heat in the muscles now that they're moving. There might be an awareness of the temperature of the air as the hand moves through it. You might have an awareness of how the arms and shoulders are. Is there tension or tightness there? Is one different from the other? Knowing that there's nothing to change, just bringing awareness to how things are. Just as another way of having self-knowledge, knowing how the body is. This time we'll leave the hands up towards the ceiling. And then we'll bring the hands out to the sides in a T position, about shoulder level height. Then raising the fingers up towards the ceiling, and pushing through the palms of the hands, getting a stretch through the arms here. You might even notice the stretch through the shoulder, the upper part of the chest. Holding, stretching, aware of what's here in the body. And then as you feel ready, letting the hands flow back down to the sides. We'll bring the palms of the hands to the thighs once again, and reaching the hands up towards the ceiling. This time we're going to be doing a stretch where it's almost as if we're picking grapes or picking an apple off a tree. So we'll be reaching the left hand up, turning the body just slightly to the left, and gazing up towards the hand as it reaches, getting a stretch through the torso, through the arm, maybe even through the hip of the left side. And then letting that arm come back down, and we'll reach up to the other side. Exploring this movement. And continuing to reach each hand up at your own pace. Noticing the stretch. And if you'd like to increase the stretch, we'll roll up on the opposite heel, just intensifying the stretch that's possible here, if that's right for you. And then letting the hands gently come back to the sides, resting here just for a moment in the mountain pose. And then once again, we'll reach the hands up towards the ceiling, fingers pointed towards the ceiling. And using our left hand, we'll clasp our right wrist. We'll shift the weight just slightly into the right foot and hip, and then turning the torso towards the left, creating a crescent moon shape. Here again, stretching, exploring the qualities of the movement. How is the body? Only holding as long as is appropriate for you. And then we'll release the hand, and this time grasping the left wrist with the right hand, shifting the weight into the left foot and hip, turning the body to the right. Again, finding this crescent moon shape. Gently releasing that side, and we'll do this one more time on each side. So again, grasping the right wrist with the left hand and gently bending any amount. Releasing, then using the right hand to grasp the left wrist and bending to the other side. Releasing, and then let's bring the arms slowly back down to the sides of the body. Maybe even moving the arms just a little bit from here. Getting a counter stretch. And then resting for a moment in the mountain position. From here, we'll be doing some shoulder rolls. And we'll start by moving these shoulders back just slightly up towards the ears and then rolling the shoulders forward. Moving them back, up, and then rolling them forward. And just taking your time and continuing to explore the shoulder rolls. Noticing how the shoulders are. And then we'll rotate the other direction, so moving the shoulders up, up towards the ears, back, moving them forward, up towards the ears and back. And maybe noticing, was it different to move those shoulders forward? Is it different to move them backwards? Nothing that needs to shift or to change. Again, just having attention and awareness of how things are, how we are. Exploring the movement in this joint, the muscles in this part of the body. And then as you feel ready, letting the shoulders rest, coming back to neutral. Arriving here in the mountain pose once again. And from here, we're going to be doing some shoulder shrugs. And so we'll lift the shoulders up towards the ears, allowing them to stay for just a moment. And then you can slowly let them come back down. You might even experiment with adding the breath as the shoulders move up towards the ears and then exhaling as the shoulders move back down. Here again, working at your own pace. Maybe even inviting an attitude of curiosity, of investigation as we move throughout the body and throughout all of the different postures. And then letting the shoulders rest once again, coming back to the mountain pose. We'll be moving now into some neck rolls. And so we'll start by moving the chin towards the chest so that the head rolls forward. And then moving the head over to one side so that the ear is resting just above the shoulder. And it's fine to stay with the pose just like this. But if you'd like to increase the stretch, extending through the palm of the opposite hand, noticing the stretch through the shoulder, through the neck. And knowing that you can work with the eyes open or closed as we move throughout the different postures. Whatever helps keep your attention and your focus right here in this direct experience of the body, a aware of our mind if it drifts off, noticing, acknowledging, and then coming right back into the yoga sequence. And we'll release this stretch now, gently rolling the head forward again, the chin towards the chest, and then letting the head move over to the other side, the ear just above the shoulder. And if you'd like to, extending through the palm of the opposite hand. And we'll do that one more time on each side, so letting the head roll forward and then over to one side, the ear just above the shoulder and extending through the palm of the hand. And rolling the head forward once again and over to the other side, extending through the palm of the hand if you'd like to. This particular yoga sequence can be so good for those of us that have desk jobs or are driving many miles, or for people that hold their stress or tension in the upper shoulders and neck. These are postures that can be done right at work. And then bringing the head back up to neutral, resting here for a moment in the mountain pose. We'll be moving into a balancing posture now. We'll start by bringing the palms of the hands to the heart. We'll extend the palms while they're still together up towards the ceiling as you look up, bringing the arms out to the sides in a T-shape parallel to the shoulders, and then shifting the weight into the left foot. And then any amount that's possible for you, we'll lift the opposite leg off the ground, the right leg. And if it's not possible to hold this leg off the ground, you can keep a toe on the ground too. Exploring what's possible for you today, knowing that might change tomorrow, but that we're not trying to have things change. Just aware of how things are. It could be useful to pick a focal point just ahead of you to help keep the balance of this posture. And gently letting the foot come back down to the ground and the arms rest along the sides. Perhaps taking a deep inhalation here. Exhaling out. Returning the breath to normal and then bringing the palms of the hands together to the heart once again. Extending the arms up towards the ceiling as you look up, bringing the arms out to the sides, and this time shifting the weight into the right foot, and then lifting up with the left foot if it's possible. Holding, strengthening, aware of everything it takes to hold this posture. Maybe even all the subtle movements that happen even when there's balance. And then gently letting the foot return to the ground and the arms return to the sides, taking a deep breath in, exhaling out. And we'll do that movement one more time on each side, so bringing the hands to the chest once again, palms of the hands to the heart, extending up as we look up, bringing the arms out into a T position, shifting the weight into the left foot, and then extending the right leg up. Noticing the stabilizing leg, all the muscles engaged in holding you up in this posture. And then gently bringing that foot down, resting the arms to the sides of the body, taking a deep breath in, exhaling out, bringing the palms to the heart. And one last time now, extending the hands up towards the ceiling, out into a T, shifting the weight into the right foot and extending the left leg. Gently bringing the foot back down, letting the arms rest against the sides of the body once more. Taking a deep breath in. Exhaling out. Returning the breath to normal and just resting here for a moment in the mountain pose. We're going to be doing some gentle twisting movements. So we'll start by, again, having the feet about shoulder width apart, placing the hands on the hips, and we'll let our gaze and the chin lead the direction of the stretch. We'll be looking over the left shoulder as we gently move our hips to the left, and only going as far as is possible for you. Any amount is fine. Maybe noting the stretch through the lower back, the torso, the shoulder, the neck. And as you're ready, coming back to neutral, twisting the body back towards the front. And then we'll twist the opposite direction now, looking over the right shoulder, turning the hips slightly to the right. And then beginning to twist back one more time. And now if you'd like to, we can intensify the stretch by bringing the feet together. And if it felt good doing the stretch the other way, it's just fine to keep the feet apart. From here again, we'll look over the left shoulder, letting the hips twist gently to the left. Twisting back to the front, and then beginning to spiral the other direction. Again, returning to the front, and then if the feet have been placed together, moving them apart and resting here again in the mountain pose. Maybe even checking in here, noticing where the mind is. If it's drifted off somewhere else, just gently, firmly returning back to this posture of dignity and stability. Maybe even bringing the attention to the breath as you stand here. We're going to be moving now into a bend. And so if you have high blood pressure, this is a move you should avoid. And so we'll begin by bringing the chin to the chest, and then we'll let the top of the head guide us towards the ground, and then letting the back move one vertebrae at a time, starting at the top of the back and just rolling forward, bending the knees slightly as you move down. You might move the head back and forth. You're welcome to move the arms or to put the hands on the elbows. If there are any places that it's possible to let go of muscles that might be holding or tense, seeing if it's possible to allow that. And as you feel ready, we'll bring the head and the back about halfway up, then placing the palms of the hands on the thighs and moving the torso and the head up at the same time. Taking your time as you move into a standing posture, returning to equilibrium. Returning to the mountain pose. We're going to do another balancing posture from here. And so we'll start by bringing the hands just in front of us, about shoulder height. Almost as if the tips of the fingers were reaching towards the wall in front of you. And then we'll begin to do a motion just as if we were about to sit into a chair. So bending the knees, letting the buttocks move towards the ground, and not letting the knees go past the toes. And the hips shouldn't drop past the knees. And just holding this posture. If the shoulders are pulled forward, maybe seeing if it's possible to roll them back just slightly. And noticing all the strength it takes to hold this position. Noticing all the work that the legs are doing. And maybe also having an awareness of things that don't have to be working on the upper half of the body. Noticing if there are any thoughts going through the mind, maybe even thoughts about wanting to stand up. Exploring this. Noticing the interplay, the inseparability of the mind and the body. And then as you feel ready, straightening the legs, letting the arms come back down, taking a deep inhalation, exhaling out. And we'll move into that posture one more time. So again, bringing the tips of the fingers just out in front of you. Arms are lifted up. Beginning to move into this seated position. Holding, strengthening. Fully aware of the body in this moment. then extending the legs once again, letting the arms come back down to the sides, taking a deep in breath, a deep out breath, and then returning the breath to normal and resting here in the mountain posture. From here, we're going to be moving into another balancing pose, the tree pose. And so we'll start by shifting the weight into our left foot, and then we're going to bring the bottom of the right foot to any place that's possible on the inside of the left leg, with the exception of the knee. So it could be resting, that the toes are resting on the ground and the foot is resting near the shin and ankle, or you can bring the foot up to the calf muscle, or all the way up into the inner thigh. The right knee should be pointing to the right. And you might pick a focal point just out in front of you, something that can help keep the attention and focus and the balance of this posture. If you'd like to, you can bring the palms of the hands together right at the heart. And if you feel comfortable with it, keeping the palms pressed together, you can extend the arms above the head so that the fingertips are pointed towards the ceiling. And then let's gently put the foot back down on the ground, bringing the arms back down to the sides, and just resting here for a moment in the mountain posture. And now we'll do the same pose on the other side. So shifting the weight into the right foot, and then the bottom of the left foot can go anywhere on the inside of the right foot with the exception of the knee. And the left knee should be pointed towards the left. Bringing the palms of the hands to the heart if you'd like to. And here again, if it's comfortable, you can extend the fingertips right up towards the ceiling. Holding this tree pose. And then bringing the foot back down to the ground and the hands down to the sides. And we'll do this posture one more time on each side. So shifting the weight into the left foot, bringing the bottom of the right foot up, bringing the palms of the hands to the heart. And then extending the hands up towards the ceiling if you'd like to. Gently placing the foot back on the ground and releasing the hands. Shifting the weight into the right foot and then bringing the bottom of the left foot up to the inner right leg. Palms of the hands to the heart. And then extending the hands up towards the ceiling if you'd like to. Bringing the foot back down to the ground. Bringing the arms back down to the sides. Perhaps taking a deep breath in. Exhaling out. Returning the breath to normal. And resting here in the mountain pose. So we'll be moving now from a standing position to a sitting posture. You can pick any sitting posture you'd like as you move to the ground. And maybe aware now the difference between sitting and standing. Perhaps bringing the attention to the breath. Just taking a few minutes to arrive in this new posture, this new position. And then as you feel ready, we'll bring the bottoms of the feet together, letting the knees fall out to the sides. This is a butterfly stretch. You can keep the lower back nice and tall, moving the chest towards the ground any amount. And the elbows can be helpful to use to guide the knees into a stretch. But not pushing beyond, just aware of the possibilities that exist in this moment. And then from here, we'll extend the left leg at about a 45-degree angle on the floor. And then bringing the bottom of the right foot anywhere on the inner left leg. So it could be the shin or the thigh, anywhere except the knee. And then with our back nice and straight, reaching the arms up towards the ceiling, turning slightly to the left, and letting the chest guide the stretch down towards the ground, letting the arms rest on the ground beside the leg or right on top of the leg, keeping the lower back straight. Maybe even aware of the oxygen that brings blood to the muscles. And then we'll gently walk the hands back up the leg, returning to a sitting position and then switching legs. So extending the right leg out now, bringing the bottom of the left foot into the inner thigh or to the calf muscle of the right leg. Extending the arms up towards the ceiling with the back nice and straight, letting the chest fall forward towards the ground, bringing the arms down to the sides of the leg or resting on top of the leg. And you might notice here was one side different from the other side. Again, nothing to change, just aware of things as they are. And then we'll gently walk the hands back up the legs, returning our body into an upright position. And then bringing the legs and the feet together, we'll transition into our final posture of this sequence, the resting pose. So lying down, bringing the torso down to the ground as well. If it's comfortable, letting the feet fall out to the sides. Turning the palms of the hands up towards the ceiling. Or they can rest on the belly as the belly expands and contracts with each in-breath and each out-breath. Seeing if it's possible to let the ground hold you up in this position. We were aware as we move throughout this sequence how much of the body works to hold us up in different postures, in the standing posture and sitting posture, in all of the poses that we worked with. And now the body is lying on the ground. So if there are areas that don't need to still be holding on and it's possible for them to rest, perhaps allowing that, allowing the ground to support you fully, to hold you up. Aware of how the body is now. Maybe even aware of where the activity of the mind is in this moment. And perhaps acknowledging the time that you spent today, taking a powerful and active role in your health. So often we know what's on the mind, and in this case, feeling into the body as well. Allowing the mind and body, the interconnection, the interplay, to be fully present to us. Making time for self-care. Turning your attention towards strength and healing. Aware of everything that you've done today to take care of yourself and your body. May you have peace and ease.